Hey, friends. Welcome to the Lens of Faith podcast.
There is nothing like a divine appointment. Let me tell you, I pray for them every day and I watch God show up and blow my mind. He surprises me with amazing conversations and connections with people. God tells us in His Word to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. So that's my mission and the mission of my next guest. I literally just met Allie Miller in the sauna this week. We had an amazing, powerful conversation. God really does set up the best connections. Allie, how are you?
I'm good. I've had a good day. Thanks for having me on.
So cool. I always have divine appointments in the sauna at my gym. I don't know what happens. I don't know why, but that's like where God always wants to do it. Maybe because we're just chilling.
Yep.
I literally just met Allie this week. I was by myself in the sauna. She came in and she was like a firecracker. I'm like, whoa. She started telling me about hormones and healthy hormones. I was so intrigued. I was like, whoa. She was telling me, I need to get my hormones checked. I was like, whoa, is this God? I've been tired lately. I don't know. Anyways, it was just totally a divine appointment. We ended up talking about faith or, you know, God and everything. And she was telling me something that I was like, oh, I got the chills. But she said that after she was working out, she was about to go home. And what happened, Allie?
God said, don't. You go straight to the sauna. And I said, yes, Lord, I'm going straight to the sauna.
As I was getting ready to leave, you were still in the sauna, but you happened to come out. You're like, you need to hear my testimony. And yeah. It's funny because I was praying about who God wanted me to have on for my next episode. I didn't know if it was, you know, he wanted me to share my own message, but instead I just felt like you were supposed to be my guest. You know, you're supposed to share your testimony. I didn't even know what it was, but I just really felt that. Then you told me another confirmation that you were working out. And what did God tell you?
Yeah. I mean, when I'm working out, I mean, that's my fuel. When I go to the gym, God talks to me the whole time. He gives me my best results. He gives me my ideas. He gives me my conclusions. He gives me where I'm supposed to be, and I leave with what I'm supposed to leave. But I said, God, take me wherever you want. I'm yours. I'm an open slate. Take me to any platform. Take me wherever I'm supposed to be, and I will go to you. And then that's when he said, go to the sauna. And I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to the sauna. And then here you are, because I've just been envisioning, like, I'm supposed to be on some kind of podcast with somebody, some kind of connection somehow, but I wasn't sure what it was. And I've never been like a computer podcast kind of person. So I was like, am I just making this up? Am I talking to myself? Or Lord, are you really trying to gear me into something that I'm so unfamiliar with that is going to be so good for me? And he said, go to the sauna. And the platform is waiting there for you. And I said, you got it, Lord. Here you go. And here you are. On your own platform, inviting me to be here with you. So it's just such a huge connection.
I mean, I don't think I've ever met someone and after 5 minutes, I'm like, do you want to be a guest on my podcast? I mean, I don't think I've ever done that. I don't know.
The funny thing is when I got to the gym, I was kind of already connected to you because I kind of noticed you there. But for some reason, I was like, something is just drawing my eye or my attention in this direction. But I really wasn't sure like what it was, but like I was being called in some direction from the moment I got into the gym.
Wow. I didn't even see you there. So you saw me. I didn't see you. I try to stay because, you know, the guys, especially in the weight section, I'm always like, I don't want to look at no one.
Yeah. I'm usually down in the green room, minding my own business. I have my headphones in, but like something was like trying to get my attention. Yeah. So
the guys be jocking up in that weight room. So I'm always like, no eye contact.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, so I was already called. I already had something like tugging at me when I got in, but I wasn't sure what it was. Mm. And that was at the end. I was like, God, you're so sneaky because
you just find
the ways that we need to know, and you just nudge, and you're just slowly nudging. And you know what I mean? Like when you know the difference between God's voice and your own voice, you feel it. There's no question of what you need to do. And it's like, you might not understand why you need to go talk to this person or why you need to place. But like, once you're there, he reveals why you're supposed to be there.
Exactly.
It's just paying attention to go when he calls you, because, you know, it's not always convenient to stop what you're doing when you already had your own plan of where you wanted to go. And, you know, our plan is not God's plan. And that's what I have really had to resonate with myself. Like, I've been going on my plan my whole life, and my plan is not what God's plan has been, and that's why I've had so many interferences in my life. And here we are now, and it's just a beautiful thing when you can connect with God and you can hear his voice, and he just is so powerful.
So true.
Yeah. And I felt intensity like immediately, whatever the purpose was yesterday for me to be there, I was like, I'm here for the purpose, and I don't know what it's for, but I'm here. So bring it on.
Yeah, sneaky Jesus, that's for sure. I love that about him, though, because for me personally, I've always been very spontaneous and adventurous, and I love surprises, and God knows that. And so when he does things like, you know, these surprise divine appointments, it actually, like, gets my adrenaline going.
Oh, I know, yeah. It's like I can feel it whenever, it's like you can feel it rising from your feet. It's like I almost get warm, a warm sensation that kind of comes.
Holy Spirit, right.
I can feel like, okay, you're supposed to, you're going over here and you're talking to this random person that you don't know, and you know, something needs to be said. And you don't know what it's supposed to be, but, you know, I can, that's kind of how I interpret it whenever God's talking to me. I have this heat wave kind of come over me, and I'm just going wherever I'm supposed to go. And it's so good when you can recognize that, you know?
I love it. There's nothing like a divine appointment. I pray for them every day.
I know. You have that divine, you know, interaction, and you might not even know it in that moment what it's for. You know what I mean? But God places everybody in front of you for the purpose of what you're supposed to be there for. You know what I mean? Every day is intentional. Every day that we're here is for somebody else. We are somebody's answered prayer every single day.
Right.
The sauna has become my midweek church, because every time I'm in there, the spirit is just raging in there. I don't know if it's the intensity of the heat that just fires the fire and it's just churning it in me, but I am called to the sauna.
I'm called to the sauna. Sauna every, ministry.
I know. Every time we just have church session in there, and it's amazing like how many people want to talk about God, but they're afraid to start the conversation. You know?
Maybe because it's so hot in there, they're like, I don't want to go to hell because it could be hotter than this. And then it puts some fear in them. They're like, if this is hot, hell's going to be 1,000 times hotter, and it never stops. So no, I'm just kidding. You were telling me, you know, I have an amazing testimony, so I'm ready for it. I can't wait to hear.
Well, you know, I grew up in a household of 12 children, and that was, you know, an orchestrated zoo most of the time. And that was cool, but I grew up in chaos. I really wasn't a Christian this whole time that I thought I was a Christian. You know, I asked God in my heart whenever I was a child. I grew up in church. You know, life kind of just goes on. You're kind of like absent-minded as a child because you're just living life, you know, but as you live life with, you know, as you get older, I had got pregnant with my first daughter when I was 15. And, you know, I thought I already knew everything growing up with siblings. So I, long story short, I had three children young, and the trials of life kind of overtook me, and I kind of just lived in the world, you know, always like having like God in the back of my mind. But I felt like I pulled out God whenever like things were going good. I didn't pull out God whenever I was having a bad time and said, God, I need you now. Like I always, thank you, God. Thank you for the job. Thank you for this. You know, you don't thank God in the moments. But I felt like I lost God because I got lost in the world. I got lost in motherhood. I got lost in just trying to survive. And after I had my children and my children grew and left the house, I became a grandma at 32. And then when my daughter gave me my grandson, God just really started working on my heart. And he just really just used him just to soften me and soften my ways. And I didn't realize the life that I was living was pushing so many people away because I was on this mission of finding something. I felt so lost. I was always searching for something. Like some one person was going to make me happy. I was searching for this person to make me happy, searching for this job, searching for anything. You know what I mean? Every time you get this, you still have this hollow feeling. You know what I mean? And so I kind of just shoved it down, thinking like, okay, I'm just going through like phases of life. You know what I mean? Life is hard. It's emotional. Maybe I'm just going through emotions. And then when my middle daughter turned 22, she married a very God-fearing man, which is awesome, and kind of led me back into church. And then I finally felt like that was what I was missing this whole time, you know? going in church and then just feeling God like rush through me, like, you're back. Here you are. I've been waiting for you for this whole time. And you've been trying to handle your life on your own. And finally, like, here you are. This is like the new journey. Like, but you have to submit yourself to me and you have to be ready to do what I want you to do and not what you want to do. And I said, okay, Lord, I think I'm ready, but I'm not sure I'm ready. So let me just kind of simmer on this. And then, you know, church became contagious. Worship like just like fired me up. And I was like, okay, you are filling me. You're filling me. And I just can't even deny it anymore. You know what I mean? And once I gave myself to God after being suicidal, saying, you know what, I don't want to live anymore. Even though I had so much to live for, I had three children, third grandchild on the way. Like, I didn't want to live because I had so much frustration and just trauma in my life just from living just this chaotic life and never finding a resolution. I was ready to end my life, and I planned how to end my life like several times. And God pulled me back in church, and he was like, you need, here you are. This is what you're looking for. That is not the solution for your life. And once I got back in church and, you know, came back to home where I was supposed to be the whole time, he just slowly started seeping back into my soul. And then everything was just confirmations of, you know, this is where you're supposed to be. You need to walk by faith, not by sight. You know, all these Bible verses started coming at me. And then my daughter started telling me all these things. And I was like, just praying, God, like, whatever I'm supposed to do, just tell me through anything, through a conversation, through a phone call, through a billboard. I don't know, whatever it's going to take for you to get that message to me, I'm open and I'm willing. And after submitting myself to God, I'd been so unsettled, just seeking, you know, I ended a relationship. I was just kind of like so rough around the edges, just living my life, just waiting for that one perfect thing to make my life happy, you know, and I just couldn't find it. And so I was just at the end of my rope, and I was like, God, I don't know what I'm looking for anymore. I could hear him speaking like, you're going in the wrong direction. But and I was praying, God, like, I need my purpose. Like, tell me my purpose. Reveal to me why I'm here. Like, what is your main goal for me? Like, who am I supposed to be in the future for you? Because I don't want to be who I am anymore. I want to be something more. And what I know about myself is not working for me. So I don't want to be me anymore. I need to be a different version of me. And I've been praying so hard about this. Just show me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm such a high intensity person. I go, 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 and nothing slows me down. Well, this was a Sunday. It was actually Easter Sunday morning that this actually happened. Saturday night, I was on my floor, on my knees, crying, God, I'm so lost. I'm so lost. Like, I just don't even know what to do anymore. Like, please, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It's a billboard. Is it a song? Whatever it is, God, I am willing to take it. I will take it. I'm ready. I'm available. And I felt, you know, somewhat of a peace, but the next day I woke up, went to church Easter Sunday with my family. It was beautiful. And then I ended up doing a little outside activity. I just had run a couple miles. I was like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get my kayak and I'm going to throw my kayak on the car and I'm going to go kayak. Because I had this intensity. I was trying to like reach something, but I didn't know what I was looking for. And I threw my kayak up on top of the car. I strapped one side down. I strapped the other side down. And as soon as the tension, I felt something come over me head to toe. And it was the two things that came to my head was get ready and brace yourself. And as soon as I clicked that kayak strap one more time, it was like a lightning bolt severed the kayak strap and literally like punched me off my car.
Wow.
Threw me on the ground. I ended up, you know, tearing my ACL, my MCL, and pretty much I thought I broke my leg immediately. And as soon as I fell and realized my leg wasn't broken, the first thing I said is, God, you have my full attention. Clearly, I'm not supposed to be going to kayak. I'm supposed to be chilling inside with you. So let's go. And he filled me so full that week. He needed me to be still to face him. And he said, child, you are not still. And you cannot hear me because there's so much static going on. you don't know how to interpret what I'm saying until I completely immobilize you. And God's way of immobilizing me was literally taking a limb from me where I couldn't walk for a week to face him and what he needed to tell me of what he needed me to be for the world. And I literally felt him just unchain me. And I was like, God, you can have me. I'm your vessel. I am your vessel to do whatever. Take me wherever. I'm willing to like walk through the fire for you. You've already walked beside me. The least I can do in my life after everything you've done for me is to stand bold for you and to go out and be one of your disciples and spread your word. That's the least I can do. But he literally unchained me from all of this depression and loss. And he just wanted me to surrender to him. And I surrendered, you know, I gave him everything. And I said, God, you can have me in any way. There's nothing that I won't do. If you want me to end a relationship, you want me to move, whatever it is, there's no restrictions. I'm all yours. And he just filled me. I feel like I finally just linked my heart, my spirit, and everything. And it was just received because I was finally in a place to receive it because I was actually open with him. And I was at the bottom of my barrel. And I had no other direction to go in because I tried every direction, you know, and nothing was fulfilled. And he really just took me on and just set me free and just rebirthed me. And he gave me so many beautiful things. God told me that he was taking me to another platform and that he was calling me to service, to be a disciple for him and to be bold and to go into the world and just share my story with others just to give hope. You know, he wants me to be one of his prophets. He wants me to be bold. He wants me to interact with people and just tell the goodness of God. He wants me to start, you know, a faith-based brand, and he wants me to donate to missions. He wants me to donate to all these things so I can do so many things just to saturate his name and just to show how good God is. And in a split second, if you ask, you shall receive, but you cannot receive unless you're willing to receive. And it takes these moments of literally shaking you into reality to say, be still. And I don't know how to be still. I've never been a still person. I've been on the go. Go mode is the only mode I know. It's just gas on the pedal, you know. And I needed to be still to hear him. And he got his message loud and clear, and I feel like he just rebirthed my whole soul and just has given me like a zest for life and like a purpose for life, you know. And it's such a fulfilling thing, and everything is so, I'm getting so much confirmation everywhere, whether I'm having a conversation and somebody backs up what I'm saying, but what I've been thinking, what God's been telling me. You know, I'll go read a verse in the Bible. He's gotten me back into the Bible. I've never read the Bible in my whole life. I've been blowing through the Bible, just like things resonating, just coming off the page, just hitting me so hard. And I'll read a particular verse. I'll go out to the store. I'll go to the sauna. And somebody is referring to the same exact message that I had just read right before I left to go somewhere. And God's just confirming, yes, finally you hear me. Finally, like, you are absorbing what I created. When I created you for a purpose. You know what I mean? And you're finding your purpose because you finally found me. And so surrender is so important, but it's so hard to dig in and realize, like, you're not capable of doing everything. We all think we're superhuman. You know, we can do anything. It's fine. You know, but the digging in and pulling out the stuff, and that's what he had me do. He said, you're going to dig in. And you're going to get rid of everything in your life that's been taking you backwards instead of forwards. And you're going to apologize to these people, to people in your life that you haven't been nice to. And you're going to get rid of these relationships. And you're going to stop projecting yourself in a way that you think you know. And you're going to project yourself through me because I am a reflection of you. And it has been just so good, so good. Mm-hmm. Everybody has something that he anointed us with whenever he created us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're so clouded with society and like images and things that we're supposed to be. We don't even know who we are because we let people tell us who we are.
Right.
When you can dig in and take off all those layers of the blankets of things that have been projected on you that you think that you are, and you can just release that shell and go so deep, God will tell you who you are, and He will tell you, this is what you have been needing to do your whole life. Like, I've been trying to tell you this whole time, but you've been following your own path, not my path. And now that you're ready to listen, get ready. Let's go. And I'm like, yes, yes. You know,
I've done that same different journey, but same, you know, reason and result.
Right.
I mean, you can read it in the Bible, and I can tell you from my own personal experience, you know, you just shared it yourself, that sometimes God allows suffering for our greater good. You know, I don't think like, you know, a lot of people want to believe that God would allow suffering, but He knows our beginning and our end. He knows when we were born and when we're going to die, right? He knows our whole story. He knows that if you don't go through this one thing, you will never be who He's called you to be, right? So a lot of times he allows it. I'm not saying that God, you know, is happy with pain. And when we go through heartache and trauma, I'm not saying that. But He could stop it if He wanted to, and He doesn't, because He knows the end result. And I think it does break God's heart when we do go through things. But a lot of times we put ourselves through things if we think about it, because we make choices, right? Same thing happened to me. We're similar. We're bold, independent women that we got this, right? Just on the go, all that. And we live in a culture that praises independence, right? You know, Beyonce, independent woman, you know, self-made girl boss, all of that, you know, promoting independence, right? Like it's a badge of honor.
That's right.
To God, independence is not a badge of honor. In fact, there's a lot of pride that's attached to independence, and He hates pride. So He'll strip you from that, because He wants you to be codependent on Him, not independent on yourself. And I tell people this analogy, you know, most of my life, even as a good Christian girl, you know, I was driving the car. He was my buddy, my passenger, you know, but I was driving the car. I had my hand on the wheel. But when I got to a place where I was in rock bottom, most painful time of my life, that's when He was able to get my attention, like you with the kayak. You know, He had to physically stop you, right?
Yes.
And in my way, He had to literally strip everything from me. He transplanted me across the country with no friends or family. I literally was in years of isolation. He wouldn't even allow me to make friends. And I'm someone that, you know, I can make friends in 5 minutes. So I knew that was God. And He told me early on, you know, you would never be who I've called you to be while you were still living in your comfort zone, 5 minutes from your family. You know, I had to physically move you. And I wanted to be Jesus plus nothing. Not Jesus plus A, B, and C. And most people are, as long as you don't take this, Lord, then, you know. But the very thing that you idolize, or the very thing that's gripping your life, that's the one thing He's going to try to remove from you, you know. And so I had to go through that surrender where, you know, in my darkest time, I allowed God to take the reins. And now I tell people, you know, now God is sitting in the driver's seat, and I'm not even in the passenger seat. I'm in the back seat. And I don't even know where we're going sometimes, but I can look out the window and not fret, right? I'm not afraid about where we're going because I trust the driver. I try not to be a backseat driver and say, you know, are we there yet? Where are we going? You know, when are we going to get there? You know, the more you cultivate this strong relationship with Jesus, the more you trust the driver.
Yes.
And you can enjoy the view during the drive, worry-free. You know, that most people are driving the car, and God is kind of the side buddy. And sometimes He's even in the back seat. He's not even a passenger, right? So God wants to get us to the place where we're not even in control at all. You know, when He tells us to move, we move. I mean, we wouldn't have had that divine appointment yesterday if you weren't obedient.
I know.
Right? If you were like, no, I'm tired. I don't want to go to the sauna, and I'm just going to go home. We would have missed this call right now, right? So a life of surrender is the better life. It's the life of fulfillment. It's the life of peace. It's the life of purpose. You know, the enemy wants to lie to us and tell us that if we give everything to Jesus, if we surrender all, then we'll be miserable. You know, we won't get to have any fun. But that's just such a lie, because I'm living, breathing proof that the life of surrender is the best life. It really is. I have more peace, protection, provision, you know, favor, fulfillment than I've ever had before in my entire life. So, you know, we have to make a choice. And you made that choice when the whole kayak thing happened, and you basically were immobilized, you couldn't go anywhere, right? That's right. When God was able to get your attention. And sometimes that's what it takes for stubborn, maybe prideful women like us, you know, or people in general. You know, he has to literally rock our boat, because we're not just going to wake up one morning and say, you know, God, you can have it all, you know? And pride will keep you stuck. It's worth it, though.
it's worth it. Boy, he has just, I finally feel full. I finally have bliss. I could almost like cry, like, because I used to tell my kids, like, I'm just not happy, you know, I'm not happy, but I have so much to be happy for, because I was so empty inside. And now I'm actually like happy. I'm looking forward to life. I'm looking forward to like experiencing so many good things and sharing like the goodness of how God can change your heart and change like how you see things and how you see people instantly. But you can't do it part-time. You have to do it 100%. And you can't be a Christian when it's convenient. You can't worship people whenever you're around somebody that you're comfortable worshiping with. You know, when I realized I was a part-time Christian is when I went to church and I was raising my hand like, and God said, what are you doing? Are you a Christian? That's how you worship me. You worship me with your by your side. You're not a Christian, because if you worship me, you would be here with me. Even if there's a million people, it would just be me and you. So it wouldn't matter what's beside you. You know what I mean? And it's like he pulled my hands and put them up. And then I have not been able to lower my hands when I praise God anymore. Wow. Like, I don't even feel like this is enough. I feel like it is just like to the roof, like, fill me, God. You know what I mean? And I feel like he's given me this boldness. You know what I mean? And he wants me to share like the goodness that he can receive in so many moments for you. But you can't do it by yourself. And you cannot be filled in any capacity with any physical, emotional thing from anybody else, because only God can put that in you. Only God can make you content. God can make you peaceful. He can give you, take away your worry, you know? And when you have somebody to give your worry to, it's just such a beautiful thing that you don't have to carry with you.
Man, sister, amen, amen.
Yeah.
you're speaking the message all about surrender.
You know, I own my own business too. So I'm around people all the time, and it's been such a gift to be able to share an injury and the other side of why I got the injury. And I've been able to talk to people about God that I've been wanting to share. But right. I was always like, you know, maybe it's going to offend somebody or rub them the wrong way. But it has literally been an open door for me just to be able just to share the goodness. This injury is nothing in comparison to like the gift that God gave me. I will be repaired. I will be stronger. But I'm so thankful in any moment, you know. And
right.
Being thankful for like the bad times is like what I was never thankful for. You think sin like any time. It doesn't have to be thank you, God, for the good stuff. It can be thank you for today. No matter what you're going to put me through, no matter if it's going to be hard, if I'm going to like it or not, I'm thankful because I know you're doing that for me. And I need to find the purpose of why you're doing it for me instead of finding out ways of why it's not a good fit for me. You're not supposed to know why you go through struggles. You're not supposed to know why things happen to you in the moment. Mm-hmm. You may not even know for years down the road. You know what I mean? But it's on purpose, because God walks your steps before you and he knows where you're supposed to be. Yeah. And so you find purpose in his purpose in any kind of moment. And so giving thanks in any moment is something I'm so thankful to be able to do, and giving gratitude to God for anything. I'm finally whole. I finally feel the Holy Spirit. I finally feel like God is walking with me, and the pressure of life is not on me anymore. And it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to take a breath and say, okay, yes, it's yours. Now I'm on my mission to be whatever he needs me to be for him. God is leading me to create my own business. He wants me to create a faith-based beachwear. And I'm in the works of actually building my website to create a brand for myself, and it's going to be called Faithful Tides, and it's going to have a Bible verse under here, and it's going to say, James 1:3, because you know that the testing of your faith provides perseverance. And that's going to be my Bible verse underneath my logo. And so when people are at the beach in a saturated place staring at everybody's stuff, and they see this cool logo that just looks like a regular and see, you know, a message under it, they could look that message up and that could just change their life. You know what I mean? God talks to people in so many ways, but he wants me to take his message and he wants me to take him into a place where the people are saturated. And he calls me to the beach. I mean, it's for no coincidence. I have beach stuff tattooed all over me. I go to the beach, but I've never lived at the beach, but I've always been called to the beach. And like all these connections are just full circle of that's where I love to be, but that's where so many people can get so much of an impact. And people love the beach. And who created the beach? God created the beach. The world needs God so bad in so many ways. We're so poisoned by the things that we see, the things that we hear, how people speak to each other. There's no lack of hate, but there's so lack of love. And it just calls my heart just to like spread how God is so good. And once you live the life that you live with God, I'm so embarrassed for the life that I lived without him. I'm so embarrassed the person that I was and projected myself in these ways, you know, and it's because the world and the devil had his hands in me and the claws on me, you know what I mean? And I thought I was living my life in a part-time Christian lifestyle and I was still here because, you know, I said a prayer and the prayer is supposed to make your life perfect. And, you know, you don't have any errors or problems with God. God, you know, it's such a false representation of being a faithful Christian because people think whenever they ask God into their heart that it's just peaches and cream and that you're not going to go through trials and tribulations. And it's supposed to be an instant Band-Aid, but it's not a Band-Aid. It is actually the antibiotic that you need to heal the wound so you can get back to where you need to be in a whole different perspective. I'm happy to be uncomfortable in these moments because I know my discomfort is his pleasure. And so I know if I'm uncomfortable that I'm in the right direction.
Wow, that's so good.
I'm so willing to go wherever he takes me. And I'm hoping that every day is opportunity for me just to tell people, hey, God's good. And I tell them all, guess what? God's good. Have you been to church today? Sunday when I went to the gym before I met you, I said, Hey, happy Sunday. And I'm like, did you got to go to church today? And he said, no, I have to work. I said, you know, they have it online. You can rewind. He said, you can. And then when I left, he said, you know what? I'm going to go home tonight and watch church online because I've been really wanting to go to church, but I didn't know that they had it online. So any opportunity that God gives me just to pass his message is like a blessing for me because he's done so much for me and that the least I can do is just share a slice of his goodness.
Yeah. You know what people I mean? Need to actually be in church, not be watching it online, but they can start out with online if they don't have anything. Right, I don't encourage them to stay online because, you know, it's important for us to be connected to the local body of Christ, to have accountability, right? To build a community. That's so important. So it is important to be part of a healthy body of Christ, healthy church.
Amen. And there's something so powerful about going in and you can feel God's presence in there. And like the worship is just, I'm like, gosh, I wish this worship would just go for 15 hours straight because I'm just getting filled in every crevice. I feel like a English muffin. He's just like stuffing me. And I'm like, more God, more, you know what I mean? He's just filling me up. And there's something so powerful and so contagious about his spirit once he really just latches onto you. And I'm just thankful that every day I can hopefully have an interaction with somebody that needs to hear his goodness.
Amen. It's all about pointing to God's goodness. That's what it's all about. That's why I do what I do.
That's right. And you're awesome. And I'm so thankful people like you are like taking a stand and like being like a powerhouse for God because there's not enough people that are bold. You know what I mean? Everybody's so just in the shadows and they're so worried about what everybody else thinks about them. I mean, you know, I've never been a follower, you know, I've never been that. So to me, this is right up my alley to literally be who I am. I am bold. I am persistent. I am like not a quitter. And so like when you get me on the train of where I'm supposed to be, we are going full force. So I'm so excited to see what God's going to do with me for others because I'm ramped and ready now.
The ones I do follow that are similar to me, they're usually men. There's very few women that are going to be this bold and fearless and just speak the truth.
That's right.
So I know I don't see a lot of me out there, but there needs to be, though.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? You never know what somebody's going to say and what you need to hear unless you speak.
Right.
And we've become the society where we hide behind a phone to speak, or you have to text, and like, you really take that disconnection of the emotion of care and concern and looking in somebody's eyes and like hearing something that can really impact your life. But people are afraid to speak up, and they're afraid that somebody's going to judge them, or like they don't know what the right thing to say or whatever it is.
You hit the nail on the head when you said they're afraid that people are going to judge them.
Yes. So
I'm telling you, fear of man, people pleasing,
yes,
it's so disabling. It mm-hmm. literally will keep you stuck for decades from living out your destiny, your purpose, because you're so afraid of what people will think.
Yes.
But that's part of the surrender, because you can't surrender all to God and still care about what people think. It's either one or the other, right? Because when God tells you to move, you got to move. When God tells you to speak, you got to speak. When God tells you not to do something, you got to not do it. Doesn't matter what people think, right? So, that is a rare trait to actually meet somebody that literally does not care at all. Yeah. You know, if one person likes them or thousands of people like them, they're going to be obedient and do what God's called them to do. And that's what God's looking for. God made us that way. God made us to be, you know, the Esthers, the Joshuas, you know, the ones that came before us that would, that do whatever, would have like what looked like foolish or crazy faith, right?
Yes.
You can't have that and still care about what man thinks.
That's right.
And
that's
the truth is, people can love you one minute and hate you the next.
That's right.
So I learned that before I even surrendered. I mean, you can have a best friend that you think you're going to have this friend, you know, when you're in your 90s, right? She's like a sister to you. And then you offend them one time, or there's something that happens, and they walk out of your life and you never hear from them again. I've had that happen where I'm like, what happened? Right?
I have too.
So you really can't depend on people's fickle emotions. You know, they're always changing. Whatever mood they're in, you know, that's how they're going to treat you. You know, God is consistent and constant, and he doesn't change. His character never changes. I mean, if I'm going to please anyone or follow anyone, I want to follow Jesus, who will never stop loving me, who will never stop forgiving me, who will never leave or forsake me, who will never abandon me.
I know.
Who calls me royalty. He calls me a daughter of the King. Why would I choose people in their fickle moods who can switch up on you overnight?
Yes.
Instead of choosing God, who sits by my side every single day, 24 hours a day, just waiting for me to spend time with him. That's how much he loves me.
I know, God, I know.
I mean, it's just such a realization. People pleasing is a sham.
Yes.
Tool that the enemy uses to keep us stuck.
Yes, he does. And, you know, people are so afraid to worship. You know, I mean, I'm in my car, hands raised out the window, the music's blaring, you know, these people are looking at me, and I'm like, it doesn't even faze me that like these people are just staring at me. Like, look at this girl, like praising God when she's at this. And I'm like, when I get in my car, I'm like, let's go, God, let's go. Because we are jamming everywhere we go. I go to the gym, and I always say I get to worship and I got to work out at the same time, because I put my worship music in. I get to raise my hands and I worship the whole time. And people say, wow, I see you over there worshiping. That's what they tell me. I see you over there worshiping. And I say, you know what? I came to work out with God, and he is hitting on all cylinders. So
amen.
It's just so good when you don't care about what people think and you care about what you need to care about, which is God. And it takes you so far into so many ways. And it's what everybody needs. But everybody
really
missing,
is,
you know?
So yeah, that's why I have my ministry, so I can encourage people to just surrender all, because that's the key to fulfillment. That's the key to satisfaction. You can chase everything that this world has to offer, and it won't satisfy, doesn't last. Ask people in Hollywood, ask the ones that try to end their life after they've gained everything, because they're still not fulfilled. They're still searching. They're still empty. You know, it's just proof. I think it was Jim Carrey and Matthew Perry who have said, you know, I just wish you can go and get everything that you ever wanted in this world, so you can see that it doesn't satisfy.
Yes.
It still leaves you empty.
It does. Yes.
You know? So, you know, people, they work so hard their whole life, hustling and grinding to get these things that really, at the end of their life,
no value, right? It's just
there's
things.
No value.
Yes. It's just things. It's accumulations. Those accumulations aren't you. You know what I mean? But people live on accumulating a car, a house, like clothes, certain, you know, things so people see them in a way that they want to be seen, but that does not fulfill you. You could have 100 cars, you could have 100 homes, but you're still missing the key purpose, and you're missing like the core of the whole thing. It's like you have the car, but you don't have the engine. God is the engine. He is the fire. He is the desire. He is the purpose. And he has like a calling for everybody to submit and listen to God and like let him take you where he wants you to be. Amen. Sure. I'm just, yes, 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 and yes.
Wow. It's been so great and encouraging talking to you. Iron sharpens iron.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And I'm so thankful that God said, go to that sauna.
Well, Allie, it's been amazing having you on.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I'm so on fire for God. And he has really just transformed my life. And I'm just so ready to like give this gift to so many other people that are in need, because the world needs God.
They sure do. For such a time as this, sister, keep your sword sharpened, you know, keep staying your word every day, you know, captivate your thoughts, you know, it's a daily surrender, just surrender. Surrender your time. Surrender everything that means something to you in your life. Just constantly give it to God. Give it back to him. You know, he blesses us, but we just got to have things with a loose grip, you know?
That's right. Absolutely, yes.
Do you want to pray us out?
Absolutely. I would love to. All right. God, thank you so much, Lord, for bringing us together in these moments. Lord, everything you do is for purpose and intention. It's not our purpose or intention to know why we are here in these moments, God. I thank you so much for the lives that you touch, Lord. One word of yours is so powerful that can change somebody's life. God, I pray that there's things on people's hearts, Lord, that they are seeking, and maybe they just happened to hear a brief part of this podcast and it resonated with their life and struggle, and that you are going to give them that little bit of hope, and that you may encourage them to go home and look up a Bible verse. You may encourage them to go home and dust that Bible off that somebody gave them that you thought was worthless, and that they can open their eyes, Lord, and receive you and all the wonders that you give them, God. I pray that you work in so many ways, that you manifest like your power, God. You are more than we could ask for. We give you thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure to subscribe to get all the blog and podcast updates at LeahMarieCarson.com, on YouTube at Leah Marie Carson, follow on Instagram at Lens of Faith, and be sure to subscribe to the Lens of Faith podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google. Remember, friends, life becomes clearer when you focus through the lens of faith. Talk to you soon.